Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I am your host, Rose Jimenez, and I am a Reiki master teacher, Reiki practitioner. My website is www.violetrosereiki.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Violet Rose Reiki. You can find me on all kinds of social media, that is Twitter and LinkedIn and Google Plus and Tumblr, WordPress, you name it, I'm there. And I'd like to thank the founders of the Sacred Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public every Thursday, where we talk about Reiki, all things surrounding Reiki, the discovery, the roots, the practice, all things that were of interest to the founder of Reiki, Mikao Usui. He was very interested in the martial arts. He was very adept at the martial arts, religion, philosophy, sociology, and metaphysics. He was very deeply interested in the metaphysical world. Reiki, as you know, is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. The Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and Reiki is a blessing and instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, personal, and spiritual development. I have a page on Facebook where you can request distance Reiki healing for yourself, a loved one, a friend, for a beloved animal. And that page is called Reiki Ward, and it's a page on Facebook. Just type in the two words Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, and Ward, W-A-R-D, like as in hospital ward, and put up your request for Reiki healing, and we will get on it right away. The number here in studio, if you'd like to call in, is 347-677-0699. And my guest this evening is the well-known, well-loved psychic medium, Daniel Achner. Daniel is not only a psychic medium, but he is also, like myself, a Reiki master teacher. Daniel does energy healing. He works with crystals. He works with many metaphysical things, including astrology, numerology, spirituality. He does past life regressions. And he is a wonderful artist. And he's also an animal communicator. Daniel has been interviewed on cable TV, radio, in magazines, Newsday, local, Channel 12. And for decades, his work has also included aromatherapy, past life regression, natural health, all things to help promote personal and spiritual growth through the scientific as well as the metaphysical. As I said in my caption of this week's show, founder of Reiki, Mikao Usui, would have loved Daniel. He probably would have picked Daniel's brain to no end. Daniel is also a fine artist and an arts grant recipient. His portraits of the Dalai Lama, St. Padre Pio, angels, nature, Elizabeth Taylor, there's so many, is just beautiful. They're absolutely wonderful renderings of and paintings. They're just mind-blowing. Throughout his career, Daniel has offered his art, time, and proceeds to various charities from Women's Breast Cancer Awareness, schools for children with learning disabilities, hospitals, and universities. You can find Daniel either on Facebook, just type in Daniel Akner, and you can also visit his website, which is www.danielakner.com. Okay. I'm going to make a brief announcement, and then we'll bring Daniel on.
Hi, I'm Restita De Jesus.
And I'm Robert Deal.
We're the founders of the Seika Network on blogtalkradio.com.
And we've got some great events that we'd like to share with you.
On July 6th through the 11th, 2014, the International Tai Chi Chuan Symposium will present an exciting event where five Tai Chi Grandmasters, each representing the traditional Chen, Yang, Wu Hao, Wu and Sun styles of Tai Chi will share their knowledge and skills. Tai Chi practitioners from all levels, including beginners, will benefit from this opportunity to learn and practice directly with the grandmasters. The five masters that will be teaching at this event are Chen Zhen Lei, Yang Jun, Zhang Zhen Chan, Ma Hai Long, and Sun Yong Tian. You don't even have to be an experienced Tai Chi practitioner to attend. Whether you're a health promotion planner, healthcare provider, personal trainer, martial artist, physical education instructor, or school administrator, all are welcome to attend. Don't miss this opportunity to train directly under the masters. For more information to register for Directly from the Source, just go to www.taichisymposium.com or you can email info@taichisymposium.com.
Okay, we're back. And let's get Daniel on the line. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, dear Rose. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm delightful as always.
I love you so much. You're like a breath of fresh air with golden pixie dust. It's just like, what a
pixie
lovely
dust.
Vibration.
Excellent.
Yes, lovely vibration you have.
Well, we have a beautiful waxing moon in Virgo tonight, so it's a good energy field.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this show was perfect timing by the universe. Because it was originally going to be just little old me. And then when we hooked up last week and you said, I can do the fifth. And I'm like, yes. So, yeah.
I love synchronicity. I love the way it worked out.
Yeah, it just had to be.
And
so,
plus the energy field tonight with the moon in Virgo, it's very grounded. So it's not far out and flaky. It can still be very metaphysical, which Virgoans can be by nature. But the energy field tonight, because it only happens really 2 days out of the whole month, still allows for a groundedness and an equilibrium, which I love.
Right. So I brought you on here and I said, because a lot of people know you, you're such a famous psychic medium that, and your artistry people do know of, but I don't think a lot of people know that you are a Reiki Master teacher.
Yeah, it's interesting. I rarely do alert people to that part of my repertoire, even though I do Reiki for a lot of clientele, but I don't know, I guess the mediumship and the psychic energy has just always been at the forefront. Even my artwork has. So it's not that I've downplayed the Reiki energy. I'm very honored to have been a part of it in my lifetime. But, yeah, you're right. I don't really broadcast it as much.
See, you are to Reiki what I am to psychic mediumship. So this is why we make a great team. Because
the yin and yang then of the energy field.
I really don't tell people I'm psychic. I never have. I've always been a psychic in the closet. And I don't even go near, yes, I'm a medium, because it's like, no, let's leave it private. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I'll teach you Reiki. I'll give you Reiki. But can we please leave that on the side?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad we have people like you who just get right out there and do what you're supposed to do.
I think for me in particular, one of the reasons why I had ever even turned to Reiki in the first place is because as a young man, I suffered severely from osteoarthritis. And it ultimately, by the time I was 33, had taken my hip for the first time. And in fact, I'm working on having to get my third hip replacement. And it's been a difficult journey, but I did have to learn as a young person to seek out the modalities that were going to help me to understand how to expedite my own healing. So I sought it out, in essence, first to help myself and then ultimately to help others.
Yeah, a lot of people come to Reiki due to pain. I know that was my road. I had very bad low back pain. Couldn't move and everything. I had tried everything and said, you know what? I saw a flyer for Reiki and said, I'm going to give this a shot. So, and that's how I came to Reiki. And
Same story, basically. Suffering and needing to turn to something. Not that in many cases, let's face it, in many cases, Western medicine can certainly help. And sometimes it has its limitations as well. I find being able to blend Eastern and Western modalities is really perfection. Probably, if in a perfect world, leaning more towards Eastern whenever possible.
It is, because the Eastern way is so much more proactive. They believe take care of yourself so that nothing breaks down. But the Western thought is, oh, I'm okay. I don't need regular checkups. And when I fall apart, I'll go to the doctor, and he'll give me a pill, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. But not realizing that healing is such a hard process to go through. So there's where sometimes, occasionally, Western medicine can fail, because you're correct. They may understand how to put a Band-Aid on something, but not everyone could necessarily understand the arduous process of healing through that kind of a scenario. It can be so lengthy, from days to months, in some people's cases, for years.
Right, and as you well know, you know, sometimes it's not just take a pill and it goes away. You have a hip replaced. You need medication. It's not just, you know, there's a lot of pain involved, pill or no pill. I'm sure even when you are on medication, when your hip was first, right directly after the surgery, you were going through pain even with the pills.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because for 5 years when I did have the osteoarthritis, the worst, when there was no cartilage in my hip between 25 and 30, I went for 5 years with no cartilage. I took no pain medication for it. I didn't want to take anti-inflammatories. I was always such a healthy guy. I never smoke or drank, and I exercise. I eat very well. But, I suffered a lot, and I didn't really know where to turn. It almost got – I hate to say this on like this live, but it got to a point where I thought to myself, I'm either going to just kill myself or I'm going to find a way to survive. And, of course, I've lived too many lives to know suicide's not the answer. So I went the route of, finding modalities to heal. But, you know, it's interesting. Back in those days when I had my hip replaced the first time, when dinosaurs ruled the earth, in those days they put you on morphine to recover. And even crawling out of the morphine hole for a week was the most terrifying ordeal. I'd never want to have to go through that again. Thank God nowadays they don't do that. Now they've come to the point in new technologies where they do a pain block and other things in your spine. So you never have to come out of something that, I don't know, just hallucinatory. Thank God people don't have to go through that anymore. It's amazing what just a few years have done, 20 or so years.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I'm glad that we have that straighten that out with the public, because I think Western thought on medicine is just give me the pill, and the Eastern is, you know, live a healthy life, try and, I mean, even without Mikao Usui, that his whole thing was, I want to be all that I can be, and I want to live a life, and I want to know what's the meaning of life. And that's why he went on retreat, and he went up to the mountain and started meditating, and came back with finding this great universal life force energy called Reiki. He knew there was much more out there than living the daily grind. And having this enlightenment that he got there showed him that, you know, the whole thing is to go within and build yourself up personally and spiritually, and then you blossom like a beautiful flower and you can help other people. Just seeing that you, as almost a walking billboard, are full of life, full of health, and the whole thing, it has a ripple effect on other people. I think, again, Westerners think a lot that I don't have to do any work to make myself better personally. And I don't have to exercise. I don't have to eat healthy. I don't have to, you know, do anything, go to the doctor on a regular basis. I'll just be who I am and whatever. And, well, I can always go to somebody else. We're always looking at somebody else for somebody else. I think there's almost an allergy here in the West. People don't want to look within themselves. They don't want to go within, look within, and find the answers. Do you find that?
I guess for some it can be painful, or in some cases, frankly, I guess as a psychic, what I've discovered, of course, is we all sometimes have a bit of a trouble reading ourselves per se, whether it's a physical issue, emotional, psychological, metaphysical. Even as a psychic myself, if something is quite dire, I'll occasionally turn to someone I respect to help give me additional insight into my own theorem as to what's going on, just because, like you just said, it isn't always easy to read ourselves properly, so we may unfortunately turn to others. Hopefully, in this lifetime, we gravitate or find the ones that really can help us, that are compassionate, that are gifted, that really do want to make a difference in other people's lives. You and me are pretty lucky. We have found those people in our lifetime. We even found each other. So maybe right. we're creating a beautiful magnetism. Even tonight, just speaking together like we are, we're probably drawing certain energies to us right now as we speak, people that might need us or need, at least even just need to hear what we're saying, even if they don't reach out.
Right. I know I try never to give myself a reading. You know that. I come to you.
Yeah.
I try never to give myself a reading, and only in dire straits. But
I did a reading for us tonight before I even called in.
I did
a reading for us this evening just to see what the vibe said, and I was delighted to see that the first vibe was 1111. And when I had created this image in my divination deck, 1111, I did it 30 years ago before anyone spoke of 11s or these master numbers or had any really notion what 1111 was. But I told myself as a young person, this will matter one day, this 11-pointed star, these numbers. So I'm going to create it. It'll be a testament to a vibration I pick up in the future. And, of course, nowadays, I almost don't know anybody that doesn't mention 1111 or that they notice it on the clock. I think even dogs and cats are even noticing 1111 now.
Everybody
kind of funny.
1111, and I mean, death is not funny by any stretch of the imagination, but my own uncle, okay, decided on 1111 he was checking out. He had cancer, mm-hmm. and he was in the hospital, and they called me, and 1111 and said, your uncle's passed. And the first thing that came into my mind was, this wasn't a coincidental passing. He arranged this.
No, not at all. Because 1111, as we know, is certainly the representation of sort of like columns or a doorway by which one can enter into or maybe potentially exit out of and descend into matter. So, yeah, very interesting bloodline you come from where individuals use this timing as a certain synchronicity, the cosmic timepiece we live in.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
And by the way, just as an aside, I just should share this with you, the other vibe that I managed to choose for tonight, and of course it was just by via reading it, happened to be the vibration of inner and outer wealth, the notion that whatever we draw to ourselves in the so-called mundane world and manifest is a direct result of the inner journey or the inner wealth that we project from deep within ourselves. So I loved seeing that inner and outer energy field, especially when it's called inner and outer wealth. I just thought, oh, this is going to be a good night.
And it's very interesting that that was part of the reading for tonight for you and I, because recently my Reiki business has really started booming. It's to the point
wonderful.
Where, yeah, because I'm like, oh my God, I can't keep up. But it's such a blessing. And I think because I'm vibrating more, I'm not kind of pulled apart like I used to be, and I was. I'm vibrating more to Reiki. Reiki is vibrating more coming in. So, it's amazing.
Amazing. It seems in life it's not easy sometimes because you do have to fine-tune your modalities and not necessarily say you sacrifice one for the other, but sometimes you do have to put more energy into one or the other. I know since I was a kid, I remember people telling me when I was a little boy, well, you can be a psychic, but you can't be a psychic and a medium, or you can't be a psychic, a medium, and a healer. You can't be a psychic, a medium, a healer, and a writer. You can't be a psychic, a medium, a healer. And they go on and on and on about what you cannot be. I started to realize at a young age, maybe just being an old spirit, I can be many facets to the diamond that I am, but you are right, though. Some facets are certainly, even in a diamond, larger than others, so you found a modality or a window that reflects your higher vibrational field, and you still have those other modalities, but obviously this one that shines the brightest is the beacon by which you're now starting to draw more and more energy to your success. You know, one thing worth noting, too, I believe you're born in the year of the monkey. Am I correct about that?
Yes,
the Asian year of the monkey?
I'm a monkey.
Yeah, your year is coming up in 2016. So you've got 2 years. In just 2 years, your year hasn't been around in a decade. It's finally rolling around. People that don't really know their stuff might say, oh, when your Asian year comes around, everything's coming up roses. That's not really true. What it actually represents these Asian years is you're starting to move into almost the new you, a brand new episode of your life. It can be almost a bit of a challenge, but frankly, at this stage in our development, I think this is going to be an awesome 2016 for you. It'll really be a quantum leap, so something to look forward to.
That is something to look forward to, yes. I love
it. So obviously what you're doing in these 2 years, a wood horse of this year and wood goat of next year, is you're obviously building now on these wooden years I don't know how to put it, the altar on which you'll soon be consecrating the highly successful and sought-after Violet Rose Reiki.
From your mouth to God's ears, Daniel. Let's see,
well,
we have some
callers.
Well,
the spirits listening to us right now.
They always are. We've got some callers here, so let's see who's here, what we have, and who we can take.
Excelente.
Hi, you're on the air at Violet Rose Reiki with Rose and Daniel. Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
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 Yes, hello? Who is this?
My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you guys?
Doing good.
I'm
how are you tonight?
Absolutely great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What can we do? Do you have a question or a comment, Karen?
And by the way, Karen, I already have the answer right in front of me. Just ask the question. It's so funny. I've chosen three vibrations or three octaves that I feel are associated with you tonight, but it's just a matter of maybe guide us somewhat. Give us a sense of where we should go with this, because the images that are already in my mind or the words that Rose and I are both processing, I'm sure we'll both be able to come to agreement as to what we should tell you. But if you would, yes, tell us what that question would be, please.
Okay. I'm having a lot of trouble with my shoulders and stuff. And
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say one thing quickly, and then I'll throw it over to Rose for a moment.
Okay.
Now, it's going to sound very eccentric, and forgive me, because I don't mean to, as soon as I start this show, coming off any more intergalactic than I already am. But the vibrational field strikes me, which is very rare to pick this up as soon as I speak to someone. This is far from a shallow, low negative vibrational field. I'm picking up a very unique and unusual past life energy field for you. So it strikes me, before I go further, that some of the root of this issue might not even be just because you reached over and picked up something that was too heavy and sprained a tendon or muscle, let's say. I feel this actually is much more deep-seated than that. So anyway, that said, which is just a very, forgive me, I know it's an unusual thing to say, but yeah. Let's hear what Rose has to say.
Okay.
I don't know. When you had mentioned at the beginning that your shoulders were bothering you, I saw a flash of gold. Don't know why I saw that flash of gold. I learned a long time ago, don't question spirit. However, I have to tell you what came through when you said those words. Daniel, any reason why I saw a flash of gold?
Well, I think because in her particular case, gold colors vibrate. We're both working. You're working with an intuitive, and I'm probably helping you to do so. We're more illuminated. We're tapping into intellect. We're vibrating to the note E and luminosity, or even the sun. So we have to delve in further because I am getting a sense of science, but also romance, or maybe not romance, emotional landscape rather. So. Let's go a little bit further then, Karen. If I may ask you, please, not the year, but what's your birth date?
8.
Excuse me, I didn't get the first one.
December 8th.
Oh, a Sagittarius.
Another Sag.
Of December 10th. Oh, Sages are the best.
They are. Even I agree.
But, you know, first, though, Sages, I have a hip problem. Sages have problems with all four quadrants. Oh, we're getting a standing ovation. because our arms and our legs, we're sort of like pseudo horses in a way, so we have to probably take more care of our limbs than others do. But first, if I may ask you, how long have you been suffering with the shoulder issue?
A couple years.
Yeah, a long time, obviously.
I went to the orthopedic, and they said I was too old
have
the surgery wouldn't work. And at that time, I was 59. I'm 60 now.
Right, right.
And I just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
And that. And just the last couple of days, they've been really, like, bad.
Well, also, there's a seasonal change taking place, of course. We're going from spring to summer. The energies are getting, if you notice, there's been a lot of storms lately, which is,
yeah.
And these storms exacerbate physical problems to begin with. You know, it's interesting, if you could only see the vibrations in front of me right now, a 6 next to a number 10, 6 times 10, 60. But bear in mind, Rose picked up something quite intuitive from the beginning, a luminosity like gold or a color. I find that when we vibrate to certain energy fields like color or symbols or signs, they can help us get into a more relaxed, healthful state. So she didn't just come up with that color for no particular reason. She was almost like blinded by this bolt of golden energy. It may be a color that you should consider when meditating. But one last thing, by the way, when the doctors had said, you were obviously, they say, too old for the surgery. But
yeah, it wouldn't work.
If you had been young enough, what was the surgery they were inclined to do for you?
Yeah, my rotocops.
They were going to, what, replace them or?
Yeah, fix them or whatever.
Yeah, I'm wondering what they're going to do. I know this is the age where we are the robots, but it's like, are they going to make you into an octopus and just give you 10 more arms? Or, okay, so rotocops.
The $6 million woman.
Oh, God. I have a double hip replacement.
There you go, Sagittarians. We go through the stuff. But by the way, you are clearly getting science, but you're overwhelmed with the energy of the more, I'd say, I hate to put it this way, but I have no other reference, the Piscean aspect of it. In other words, the spiritual aspect of it, which is Reiki. I would say... yes, maybe, let's say, some science has turned you away. And there may even be a reason for it that's a much deeper level than just because you were older. Think in terms of luminosity. Think in terms of possibly warmth, from time to time, although, I don't know, some might think in terms of ice. I guess it depends.
And
but,
I don't want to sound prejudicial, but
yes.
You might try some Reiki, you know, and see if that helps you.
Okay.
Absolutely. And by the way, Karen, one last thing. Do you have the luxury of getting out into nature, or do you feel not enough?
Not enough, but I do stuff in the yard, like garden, now that it's nice. I was cutting bushes today.
Well, obviously, this is going to exacerbate. Look, you're a Sag like me. I'm seeing my doctor tomorrow. I know the first thing he's going to say, you're hurting, Dan, because you're overdoing it as usual. I'm a beast in the garden, so
you
I'm sure you're probably the same as me.
Bad,
no one's ever going to tell us to stop. They're going to tell us to stop. We're never going to stop. But I might
I feel,
though, that the sunlight is helping you. That gold energy that Rose picked up is still a good thing. So here's what I would suggest. Go into the garden still. Try if possible, and I feel terrible telling you this when I wouldn't take my own advice. I'll go a little bit easier if possible.
Okay.
You know, sometimes wonderful things happen in nature. When I've worked in the backyard, sometimes in a tank top, butterflies will land on my shoulders. I don't know if it's because they just want to lick, because they might taste something salty on my shoulders, but I love when monarchs or other butterflies land on me. Let's put out an energy field tonight that a butterfly, a healing butterfly, lands on you tonight and gives you a little touch of healing energy.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
But in the meantime,
thank
if that
so
sounds
much.
Too crazy, don't discount. Go see other doctors, maybe. See another doctor anyway, because you did get science. I wouldn't discount it entirely, but Reiki was stronger than Western medicine.
Right.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight, Karen. And
thank you.
You can find Daniel on Facebook under Daniel Akner. You can also visit his website, which is www.danielakner.com.
I already know that. I've been to him several times.
Okay. Well, you can listen to the rest of the program. I'm just going to put you on mute so you can take the next caller, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye, Daniel.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay. Let's see. Good evening, 402. You're on the air with Rose and Daniel.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Well, could I have your name, please?
My name's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello, Violet. Hello, Daniel.
How are you, and how can we help tonight?
I'm good. I just wanted to say thank you to both of you for having the program and everything. And I'm calling in to find out what you're reading in my energy.
Should I start, Rose?
Go get that energy, Daniel.
I'm going to attack it like a junkyard dog. Teresa, if I may. Not the year, Teresa, but what's your birth date?
June 25th.
Okay, Cancer. The only reason I ask is because tonight I'm obviously using the right side of my brain and numbers will escape me, so it's the only thing I would need to ask. Okay, here's just some things that you should be aware of, just in the cosmic timepiece. Jupiter finally went direct this year. Thank hallelujah. It had gone retrograde since 2012 and it was causing all sorts of problems since Sandy. However, not only is it racing forward and it's the biggest planet in the solar system, a vacuum, so to speak, that saves us from asteroids, but it's racing through your sign. So you're being affected by it on a gigantic level. I was surprised when I started the reading tonight for us for the show and saw 1111, but you got a number that surpassed that tonight, 1212. So you seem to be somehow vibrating at an even higher level than I had ever anticipated someone calling at this kind of a level. So you ironically, in my mind's eye, are getting just as bright as gold energy as Karen just got a moment ago. Now I see it, which I did not see before until Rose alerted me to that vibe. Now you're getting it. But for me, it's putting a spotlight on something. It seems that as somewhat of a matriarch that you are, the person that you feel that you are, I feel you take care of everybody, it strikes me that you're a great guardian. But you've also got to make sure that you don't zap your own energies too much. This would be a great year for you to consider, what am I doing that's also replenishing my own vibrational field, giving me my impetus so that I could continue to give so much of myself to others? Are you taking good care of yourself this year, do you feel?
Not as well as I could be, but I've joined it. My family and I have joined the gym, and so I take my son there to go swimming and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting to go get a workout in while he's there and everything. So haven't had
excellent.
An opportunity to
water.
Do that
nothing's,
yet.
Nothing's more wonderful
very
than water.
Fair.
It's a great exercise. I was saying nothing's better than water when it comes to exercise. It's a beautiful vibrational field to be in. It's a yin or feminine energy, but it's very potent, and you might get a lot out of it too. Even being near water probably could turn up your own intuition, but I don't know. I feel, for you to get 12s, though, and 2012 is the year of the water dragon, I feel that you probably felt that, I can't imagine that this Jupiter vibrational field has not been affecting you in all sorts of unusual ways for the past 2 years, and frankly, it will continue till until it gets into Leo next year. So this is a real test to you to hold on to your strength, and I don't know, speaking of Reiki, you might even want to consider, Rose might know more about this than I do, even breathing techniques, because when I'm picking up the golden color, I'm also picking up its polarity, a lavender or purple with you, and I did not pick that up at all with Karen, so there seems to be some sort of balancing that's required, a meditation, not just on yellow, which is intellectual, but violet, which is very third eye, advanced spiritually speaking. So forgive me again if I sound a little too metaphysical. I don't mean to, but I'll hand it to Rose.
Thank you.
I like that. I think Reiki would also help. It was funny because when I was looking at the board here, for some reason your number, maybe because it's an odd area code, was like jumping up and down, going me. I'm like, okay, all right, okay. So. I guess you needed this little chat, and I hope it's enlightened you a little bit and put you on the path.
It has. Thank you.
Wonderful.
I've been told by others that that I am a healer, and I'm very drawn to Reiki, but I have not started the process of becoming a Reiki Reiki healer yet.
Practitioner.
But I am wanting
to confer with Rose.
Well, if you want to know, you want any recommendations or whatever, shoot me an email, rose@violetrosereiki.com, and I will help you as much as I can. I just love helping people on their Reiki journeys, helping people with Reiki, helping teaching Reiki. I just, I'd be glad to help you.
All right. I appreciate it. Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Teresa. Good night.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Daniel. All right.
You're welcome. Good night.
Okie dokie dokie. Next. Good evening, 516. You're on the air with Rose and Daniel. Who are we speaking to?
Hello?
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 Hi, it's Rose and Daniel. Who are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Yes, I think I can. This is Barbara.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, I was just wondering what my future might be holding for me.
Daniel?
Okay, now when you say that, though, I have some energy fields that I pick up for you, but I would want to ask you, though, because I have about 5 different ways of going, and we have limited time, maybe, though, give me a sense of, a future's a wide-open thing. More specifically, which direction or investigation would you prefer? Financial, health-wise, spiritual, generally, or would you rather that I just go from whatever vibe I'm picking up?
I'd like you to go from whatever vibe you're picking up.
Okay, I'll do it. So what's your birthday, please?
August 21st.
Virgo, on the cusp of Virgo.
Yes.
So you're kind of a Leo Virgo, or what I might call a Lurgo or a Via.
Yes.
You're on the cusp. Okay, here's what I pick up. I pick up the little person in you. You're full of wonder. And I love that about you. You seem to never, you'll never be jaded. I'm so glad that you have this vibe around you. And by the way, I don't mean to, again, sound too far out, but I have to mention this. You're the first one tonight I pick up those that are in the heavens that guide you and watch out for you. They're still with you. So your prayers, when they go up to the heavens, they are heard. So it's important to not feel that any way that those that have gone on have on some level abandoned you. Not that you would feel that way, but you certainly shouldn't, because they seem to be guiding you. And I think the way to make this a successful year for you is to continue to do what you do best. Be loving, be tender, be nurturing, care so much the way you do. I feel as you continue to be thankful for those that you do have around you and those that are unseen but are around you too, the universe will be able to unfold in a really beautiful way and reflect such wonderful things back to you. So cherish the fact that you'll never be jaded, that you always have that little person in you. What a wonderful thing. Do you feel that at times you're able to indulge in a creative outlet for that, or is that not really a luxury that you seem to have lately?
Lately, I don't really think I have that luxury, but I do have that, and I do feel that, yes.
Right. So you know you have your creativity. It's just sometimes, I agree, as an artist myself, I find it so hard to sometimes find the time to do the work I need to do, or the paintings even that I'm commissioned even to do, that I hate having to put them on the back burner. It's just that, yeah, sometimes you have to fight for your creativity. But it's interesting. You're almost, being as tonight's the night of discussing even healing modalities, I feel yours comes via two ways. How much people really need you in their lives, which I know is a huge responsibility, but also how you fuel your own personal fire through creativity. So see if you can't once in a while steal away and do those things that give you a creative outlet.
I am trying to do more of that. Thank you. I really am.
Oh, you're very welcome, Barbara.
Thank you so much for calling in, Barbara. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You too. Thank you.
You know, Rose, I wanted to just briefly mention for people that wanted to see me or see me in action, I must have 100 YouTube videos out.
Okay, but where do they find them? Should they
just go Daniel to YouTube, just punch in Daniel Ackner, and immediately it'll link people up to all sorts of videos, from crystal healing to you name it, all
cool.
sorts of metaphysical modalities. So there's got to be about 100 of them out there.
Okay, and if anybody has any questions about Daniel, you can either get a hold of me, Violet Rose Reiki, on Facebook, or Daniel, and we will, you know, show you where you need to go to find what you're looking for.
Barbara had such a sweet energy, didn't she?
Yeah.
I love seeing that little gal in her. I just loved it. I love when people are able to hold on to the child in them, because that's not an easy thing to do in this world. Here's a gal that obviously has a lot of responsibilities and yet is very thankful and grateful. And it's wonderful when, for instance, when you do your healing, your Reiki, obviously you've learned how to be a channel for these energies to move through you and work with you. She seems to, may not be a Reiki master, but she seems to have also has the capacity to be filled with this energy from the heavens as well, which is such a wonderful gift.
Oh, it's lovely. It's wonderful. Never lose a child inside you. Let's see who's next. Good evening, 111. I don't know who this is, but you're on the air with Rose and Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Hi. How are you? And what's your name, please?
It's Sharon, and thank you for taking my call this evening.
Hi, Sharon. Well, your question is for who and what can we do for you?
I know. Well, you know, I have a question. I want to see career.
Okay. Daniel, what's up with Sharon's career?
Okay. You know, when you say
Daniel,
career,
am I going to land a job soon? Oh.
Okay, that's more focused. Sharon, not this year, but what's your birth date?
That's okay, September 1st.
Virgo. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah,
now the moon's in Virgo tonight. So, and being as I had even chosen a Virgo and vibe as a pre-read to tonight, I would expect the Virgos were listening in tonight. By tomorrow, though, the moon will be in Libra, Rose, so you'll be feeling
Yay!
Great.
That's so
great. Great to right before the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, so you'll get in just before the darn retrograde. But by the way, just so you know, Rose, it'll be at, I believe it's at 12, 11, which is a pretty powerful number. Sometime tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's take a look. Will you be able to land that job that you so much would love to land? Let's see what the vibrations say. Okay. Interesting that you barely get any words at all in my vibrational field. That's a very rare thing. But here's what you got to get let go of first. Last year was the year of water snake, the Asian year of water snake. What you've got to do is do what that snake year had demanded of you. Shed the skin of the past. Let go of the things that might have held you back. Okay, you know all those things.
I do.
You're in the energy field of silvers and golds and yellows. Everyone is tonight. I'm rather shocked. Rose really hit it on point when she picked that up because they are sparkling in front of me now with you. So when I see silver and gold, I see ways to pay bills because this isn't just luminosity, which is great enough. It's also coinage or finance. So again, here's the key. Let go of the baggage or the gravitas or the weight of last year, the things that held you back. Remember how brilliant you are. But here's the thing that has to be said that one can't always, let's say, it's not like a date or a time frame or a specific, but it matters anyway. Here's what I pick up around you. Your mantra is unexpected solutions. So it'll just happen. Now, by the way, if I picked up a separate vibe, I'm very honest. I have no filters. If I picked up a vibe that said epic fail, I would tell you such.
Okay.
But instead, I'm picking up unexpected solutions. Let me just try to see if I could pick up when that might be. In spring, even though it's over, let's see. No. In summer, maybe.
Fall.
I would say fall. Because some things will happen in July already that will start to get things in motion. You're getting an image of a horse in my mind's eye, which represents, this is the year of the horse. Things will work out for you. I forgive me for saying this. I pick up grandmotherly energy all around you. She believes in you. She's guiding you. But anyway, yes, this July, it seems like it's far away. I know. I'm sure you'd rather have that work even sooner. But this July, those seeds are planted. And yes, Rose is right. By fall, I feel, by autumn, your wish is granted. So
I'm sorry,
you know,
I didn't
how
want to
time
overstep
goes
you,
by.
Daniel. It came to me so strong, I figured
oh,
I'd
no,
just throw
please.
It out there.
You're not overstepping at all. You're not overstepping in the least. In fact, I love when we work together like this. It's awesome.
I love it.
So I'm sure you're picking up the same thing I am, that if we had to, we would have said epic fail. In fact, I feel that's sort of what a poor gal like this has really, Sharon's already been through this to some extent. So it's sort of like that challenging part is now over. In fact, the individuals
it
who even had to deal with.
It took my spirit.
I can see that. I feel that the individuals you even had to deal with in the past were not, they weren't above board. I don't want to go so far as to say toxic, but I just didn't like the vibes. You had to get out of that. Yeah. The new vibes will be wonderful. It'll be an unexpected solution. It'll start in July, but you'll start to own it come fall. So pretty soon, you're going to be in the money.
Yay!
Okay. Okay.
Hey, great. All right. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, Sharon.
Good night.
Have a nice
evening. Good luck.
You too.
And you can listen to the rest of the show. Take care.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Decisions. So, Daniel. Let's see. Good evening, area code 661. You're on the air with Rose and Daniel.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, good evening.
What is your name, dear?
My name is Karen, and I love your artwork,
Karen.
Daniel.
Karen. Thank you, Karen.
It's beautiful. I'm an artist, too.
Oh, cool.
Great.
Did
so what
you see them on Facebook?
Because
I had purposely made about 63 paintings public, so no one had to be friends with me to be able to go on the page and see my paintings. I wanted people to have access to them.
I would love to see them. I will do that. Thank you.
So if I may ask, what's your birthday?
My birthday is May 7th, 59.
So you're Taurus, born in the year of the pig. I love people born in the year of the pig. They're my best friends. Such kind people. It's interesting how Easterners feel about the signs versus Asians see it rather than how Westerners see it. For instance, when people hear they're born in the year of the rat, they're like, oh, oi, gavolt, I'm a rat. Meanwhile, they don't realize that in an Asian sign, it's like Aries, the first sign. So, it gets much more respect. So, yeah, year of the pig is a great year to be born in. Such a wonderful person's kindness. But, direct us, direct Rose and I. What should we look at for you?
Wanting to see the what you see as far as my my marriage.
Okay.
And how you see that unfolding.
All right. I knew it was going to be emotional because so much emotional energy sits before me. I'm sure the Libra of Rose sees it too.
Because my guys are going, it's love related. It's connected. It's a relationship. Here's
the difficult thing, though, I feel, Karen. You get the lovers in my vibrational field. However, that's not always, though, a great vibe to get. It's misunderstood by some readers. You're the first one tonight that's getting a Kabbalistic vibrational field. The lovers is ruled by Zayin, and Zayin represents the duelers, the people that see differently from each other. They're in some sort of a conflict of vibrational field. However, I feel that the love is really still there, though, but I think that the... by the way, is there another party in question here? Is there a young person or a child or that's not a child anymore or someone else that figures into the scenario somewhat?
Yes, a young woman.
Okay, yeah, because I see that as well, as if a decisive vibe can't just be made just between the two of you without taking into account another person and what's good for them as well. Look, you two obviously love each other, but you also are evolving at different rates. June is coming through clearly as a month where I love June because the roses open up that month, and that's the month my wife is born, and I wouldn't be Daniel without her. But I feel June is going to be a very decisive month for you. Do you feel that you're heading towards decisive energy fields or big moments of having to make a decision, or are you hoping not to be pushed in that direction?
A little bit of all of it, because I think he's still emotionally attached to another woman.
Yeah, and, I don't know. I know us guys, we're wired in such strange ways. We're mentally handicapped in some ways.
I wish
you
spoke with me like you did.
What was that?
I love roses.
Me too.
Roses are my favorite flower.
I mean, I'm convinced one day in the universe, the planets themselves will be like the states, and everyone will say, well, where was Earth when you were born, or something to that effect, instead of where was Mars? And I'm convinced that one day each planet will have its own element or energy. Like, for instance, Mars will have iron as its element. I feel Earth will always have the rose as its element, because it's probably the most beautiful manifestation the Earth ever created.
Wow.
I
have to tell you, Karen, I feel that you and your husband, what they were showing me was like you and your husband had a big crash. It's like the two of you were on the top of a mountain and you fell down. And now you're at the bottom going, boom. And it's like, can we recover from this? And I got to say, if you both can, it lies in the hands of both of you. So,
yeah, and it's like I've forgiven the other woman, and I've forgiven him and tried to have conversations, but he doesn't seem, he says he wants to stay, but I'm feeling something different.
Well, the love is real. I'm sure it is. It's just that we do have, I've been with my wife for many decades now. I know the hardest thing for people is to try to evolve together. I'm lucky that my wife and I have been able to, but sometimes we have to wait for the ones we love to either catch up or we have to catch up to them. I feel that you two can do this. If I was going to err on the side of optimism or pessimism, I would definitely say I feel more of a breakthrough, a unification, an incalculable factor, or general luck. It won't be felt now, but I feel after June, once we're kind of through this month and the roses are fully in bloom, there might be a greater sense of surrender. And as you know, let's not forget, the most it shouldn't be the most important feature, but it certainly is that gal we spoke of a moment ago. a lot of this also is important that the right decision's made for her too, at least at this juncture in your life.
And I also agree, Daniel, with you, because what I'm also being shown here is the fact that there's a lot with your husband, Karen, there's a lot of guilt going on inside of him and a lot of frustration. He knows what he did, and in his mind, what he did was wrong, but there's a pulling, and he doesn't know which way to go. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not a man hater. I'm not being very, you know, disparaging to the male species, as they say, but it's true. Men do evolve and grow and kind of get it a lot slower than women do. So you have to give him time. I don't know how much time you've given him up to this point, but I'm getting you need to give him more time.
Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah, it's a pattern for 20 years, so I just was afraid to make that commitment to go through it again.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you.
You're a good person. Be the Taurus within you and just stay grounded.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love your message. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thanks for calling in, Karen, and we'll keep you in our prayers.
Thank you.
And ask the angels to keep guiding you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. God bless you. Okie dokie.
Boy, Rose, you sure got her energy so strongly. I could feel it inside your heart. It was really just so luminous.
Yeah, her I kind of hit on right from the start.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, I'm getting good at this. You have no worries, my dear. I'll never be like you. Let's see, next caller. Hi, 516, you're on the air with Rose and Daniel.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, my question
What's
is about
my... What's your name
first,
sweetheart? Name. Who are you?
Ramona from Merrick.
Okay, Ramona. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is about my grandson and his health.
Yes.
Okay.
And is he ever going to get better?
Ramona from Merrick, what's your birth date? Not the year.
4/13.
Aries, you think so much. Okay.
Always.
Right in front of me is a young man in a healthy position. He's almost in some sort of yoga position, and his stomach, his midsection, from his knees, he's being held up on. He's holding his back up by his shoulders, and he's lifting his torso up to the heavens from his knees. And I love the position. He's getting a vibration that specifically indicates number 15. That either represents to me next year, 2015, the year of Wood Goat. As a moment for great change, or it can represent his age as a moment of great change. I feel it's more actually next year, the year of goat. By the way, there seems to be the energy field of someone that very much wants to get through. It strikes me as a man that's passed over saying, Ramona, I got this. Trust me. I will help him. I'll get him through this. So, frankly, I'm feeling very optimistic, even though it seems that others might have some sort of a different theory. But I pick up a renewal, a harmony, and a return to his strength. So before I even would dare to ask you, what is the current diagnosis? What are they saying is the issue with him?
It's a blockage and something about a valve.
Are they suggesting that only surgery can help him, or they're too afraid to even do it, or what's their opinion as far as a surgery, if any?
Well, when he was 2 days old, he had three blockages in the lower intestine, so he had surgery at 2 days old.
Right. So here's this lower part of the body that's being raised up to the heavens. It's hard to say how this is actually going to happen, but I feel that by 2015, the issues of today are less the issues of tomorrow. Here's an example where, on his behalf, I would suggest that you speak to Rose about putting his name on some sort of a Reiki prayer list, or Rose knows these things better than I do, with your permission, and this way she and people like her could expedite his healing, because I don't see this as a future demise. I see this as an episode of healing. He can surmount this. I feel a good vibe about it.
Okay. And can you tell me?
Ramona, you can look on Facebook for the page called Reiki Ward, and you can put in a healing request for him there.
Okay.
There are about 300 Reiki practitioners that view the page every day and send distance Reiki healing to whoever puts up a request. And we take the person's name and we put it on a healing crystal grid, which affords that person 24/7 constant Reiki healing and energy.
Okay. I unfortunately don't have a computer.
Oh,
it's okay. It's okay.
Not
but
a problem.
Remember now, as an Aries, you have the tendency, Aries think a lot, you process a lot. That's a great thing because you're brilliant. But don't, I know this is someone that you love, so it's hard not to process it too much because we want someone like this to be strong and have a beautiful life. The vibrational field indicates he will, but it seems to me it's going to take till 2015 to start to see evidences of a natural healing. A little bit of patience will be required. Do you feel you can do that? Do you feel like you can kind of hold on without letting it all implode?
Yeah, all we do is pray. Can I just ask, you said there was a male that's watching over him?
I don't have time for a second question, sweetheart. I've got a long queue here.
Contact me privately, and we'll discuss it, Ramona.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
I was saying contact me privately via Facebook or something else. I'll get the message, and I'll speak to you in the future about those things.
Okay, very good.
I'd be happy to.
Thanks a lot for calling in,
sweetheart. But he's going to get better, right?
Yes, that's the answer. Yes, simply yes.
Okay.
That was a tough one because if the vice had come through that he wouldn't, my God, that would have been heartbreaking to say to her, he will not improve. But
now,
I would
never
hope that
really
you got
know,
sort
though.
Of a vibe I did, that there's actually more hopefulness than not.
Yes, I did. I did.
How sad, how heartbreaking for me to hear that she can't. Look, maybe she's still listening to us right now. I hope that someone that loves her and is more computer savvy can get her in touch with Reiki Ward so that this little guy's name can be put there and people can indeed start to put energy out for him immediately.
I'm sure there's some younger person in her family that has
Absolutely.
Either a computer or even if they have a new iPhone, these newfangled phones. They can help her get onto the Reiki Ward page on Facebook and get that healing request in.
Yeah, there you go. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Hi, I've got someone on the air here, 516. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Violet Reiki Radio and Daniel. Who are we speaking to?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What can we do for you?
I want to know my career. I'm leaning going towards a few different directions, and I think I know where I'm going, but I just want to make sure that it's the right direction.
Okay, let's quickly see what they are. Kathy, what's your birth date, not the year?
3/15.
Pisces.
Pisces!
Okay, so think about the first direction that you suspect you should be going into. Let me see if that really is the direction you should be going into. Okay, we got it. Think about a secondary direction, one that maybe wasn't your primary. Think about a secondary one, whatever it is. And did you have a third option or no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can pick it up. That's why I asked. Let's see. Okay. So let's see. Okay, first option. If you put all your energy into this option, here's what you get. You learn a lot. The vibrations indicate that it's going to take till October for things to really take off. But the vibrations do indicate if this is a vibe you feel strong about, stand your own ground. You'll have to start as a neophyte. Accept that. You won't all of a sudden just be you won't be treated with maybe the respect that you really deserve because you're kind of they're going to make you kind of feel like, well, you just started this. So if you can sort of not allow people to kind of do whatever people do to us. I know they all tend to like to, I don't know what it is, play mind games with us a little bit sometimes or categorize us, then this can be a success for you. But let's take a look at octave or value number two, the one that you would say is a lesser choice for you to take. The vibrations suggest that maybe you should reconsider, though, that as well. That strikes me as a real quick positive. You could get a quicker result from this. It could actually be much more fortuitous than you had actually imagined. So let's take a look at that third option that you exasperatingly didn't want to have to consider. The vibrations say, yes, I can see why you would not, and I wouldn't want you to either. You're done with that option. That's over. So it's available to you, but I can see where it's too old an energy, too much of the same old thing. Fight for option number one. But option number two, if it starts to flow, let it. You won't be unhappy with that option. But if you want number one, fight for it. Expect to start to see results come October. And again, it seems right now that, oh my God, Oika Vault, October seems so far away. But frankly, at my age, it seems like every week is Christmas. It's like, what present do I have to wrap now? It's just like it never ends. So so be patient.
Okay.
And if we may ask real quickly, you don't have to tell us this if you don't want to. What is that direction you had wanted to go in? What was your first option?
Chasing geese.
Chasing geese.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I've heard it all.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Kathy.
No, I love it, actually. So you're into nature.
The what?
You're into nature, then.
Very into nature.
And what do you mean, just quickly, we cannot leave you without you explaining yourself. Chasing
okay.
geese in what fashion? To tag them or something, or to what?
No. I have border collies, and I drive them around to different contracts,
right,
schools
right.
or whatever,
no,
golf
totally
courses,
understand.
Private homes.
Right, right.
The dogs chase them.
I totally get it because Canadian geese have lately, it's true, they have been becoming quite a problem on Long Island. They're taking over. And the parents, they will go after you. And many people that I know on Long Island working
aggressive.
Get chased to their cars by the parents who are formidable.
Well, I'd rather see that than the DEC rounding them up and guessing.
No, I totally agree with you. But let me ask you, because you got such a fortuitous number two, what would have been your second choice that you were more reluctant to take?
Reiki healing.
Oh my gosh! Now you got to speak to Rose about that in the future.
Reiki healing, honey. Just let me know.
Yeah, because I must tell you, why can't you live like me and Rose? You could do both. Here's your mantra. If you go into the healing arts late summer, you'll be given everything. So it's time to consider you're two different people. You're an environmentalist, which is fantastic, but you're also a healer on a much more personal level. You can have both. I'm happy to be able to say that to you.
Okay.
So go on, Kathy.
Great.
Go on.
Right,
chase those geese.
Chase those
okay.
geese, Kathy. And,
okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it.
I love it. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay. All right. 212, you're on the air with Rose and Daniel. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, hi, Daniel.
Hi.
I feel a little nervous being on air, so.
Well, you have 5 minutes to be nervous.
What's that?
No over gulping. I said you have 5 minutes to be nervous with, so don't gulp so much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I wasn't sure if you actually chose me or not, but I'm glad that you did. So.
And if we may ask, Melissa, what's your birthday?
It's 8/8.
Oh, my aunt's birthday.
So direct us. What's your question?
Well, I don't have. I feel a little funny on air, but I feel like I just was wondering if you might be able to give me any sort of, I don't know, guidance?
The answer is simple, Melissa. Chase geese.
That probably is the answer.
Oh, I love problem solving. Next.
Good exercise. A lot of fun, too.
I was just wondering, I guess, I have a friend who recently, I don't know how to say this exactly on air, but he had a baby.
You don't have to say a thing. Here's what the vibrational fields are saying to you. This is more important. Happiness. When a person gets happiness, it doesn't mean they're happy. It means they have to consider where they seek and where they find their happiness. You're getting a lot of vibrations that have to do with this, your wishes. I'm convinced in this year, more than ever, in September and October, your wishes can come true, but you have to consider what those wishes are. That's the most trying challenge in our lives is what do we really want? Because we have to be careful what we wish for, we get it. So I would say more than anything, this might be an important year for you to really take stock of what is the wish. Do I really want this? And the only one I'm getting, monotheism, the only one I'm getting that you can turn to for this is not Rose or I, but rather to God. So, and that's not to be taken lightly. I would say go on that internal journey like Dr. Yusui. Ask yourself what feels right, what would make me happy. Only you really know that. This is not the kind of question I feel that really we can answer properly for you. Only you really know. So you can expedite it quickly by ultimately, though, coming to terms with what would really make you happy. And only you know that, Melissa. So focus on it. Give yourself a little bit of time. I feel by next year you can be very happy, but I guess a lot of it will depend on ultimately what that wish is that you put out to the universe. So I wish you luck with that.
Yeah, actually, we all are the masters of our own happiness. No one can give it to us. No one could tell us where to find it, what to do to get it. It doesn't come from an outside source. It comes from within you. So,
right. Yeah, no, I understand that. I guess I was wondering what the purpose of this particular, this baby met, like in regards to either his situation or his situation with me, like in other words, like he has a dog that is very unconditional loving, like a, you know, and it had a purpose to be brought into our lives. So I was just wondering the purpose of this baby. Was it something that, I mean, usually you say something's meant to be, right? Like there's a purpose. Like I was wondering if it was something that could be worked out. Like
I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up, Melissa, from you. The purpose of this baby right now is not for you to know. And this is something that was brought on by the universe. And I really don't think this is a time, like my guides always say, you're on a need-to-know basis and you don't need to know right now. So I would suggest, you know, in a little while, contact Daniel for a private reading and see what you get at that point in time, if indeed the universe will allow that you know if you are to know then or if you are to know at all. All right?
Okay.
I have to move on to the next caller, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You know, what's interesting, Rose, when it comes to children like this, I feel that they're not necessarily to be read. Children descend into matter for a reason that sometimes is specifically their own. And sometimes it seems to have very little to do with parents, but rather the child themselves. So I agree with you that it seems like that was one of the questions that's really not, it's not that it's not easily asked or answered. It's almost like it's not answerable. This is God's will.
That's what my guide is saying. It's like, you know what? I realize that she wants to know, but my guides are saying, you know, she may never know. There seems to be no need for her to know. And that's their famous phrase, you know, you're on a need-to-know basis and you don't need to know now. So,
yeah, my
like
God,
you said,
when we think in terms of just you and I descending into matter and being alive in this lifetime, it's taken us all of this time to even figure out sometimes our purpose and our direction. So trying to sometimes determine the when someone's just starting to take their first breaths in life as to their higher purpose, it's almost like it seems like against natural law to be divining those purposes too soon.
Yeah, and most of the times you can't. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like, yeah, it's almost like spirit protects it by or protects those who, well, you know, literally don't need to know. If you don't need to know something, they're not going to tell you. But, you know, we all want to know. And I get very frustrated when I'm doing readings because I know the first thing people want to know is when, you know, and a lot of times, and most times, spirit won't tell me when. And you know, the when, the how, the this, the that, it has to flow. And if it's going to come, and if you're supposed to know, it will easily flow out in a reading.
Right, it does, yeah. And when it does, then it has a purpose. But people can't over-process how soon is now.
Well, yeah, you never, the one thing I've learned is never ask about when, how soon. I want it now, you know, he said, and I hate giving people time frames unless it's an absolute positive that spirit says to me, well, you know, on August 15th, 2016, it's going to happen.
At dusk.
At dusk. Light westerly breeze.
You will have a tuna wrap with fries.
In Florida.
Hey, not that doesn't sound bad at all. I think I'll go for that.
It's crazy, but yeah, it's all the timing. Like, you know, I've heard people say, oh, well, I went to the psychic and she sucks because they couldn't tell me when this and whatever. And I said, I gotta tell you, everybody wants to know when because nobody wants to really live in the moment. People, I'm finding the older I'm getting and I'm getting there, but I find everybody wants to know when and they want to know how. When and how?
Yeah.
No one
I think
wants
you
to
know
live.
You're right. It's very interesting that as an intuitive, I know that is an important question in people's lives, and it is important to try to divine certain time frames because of the cosmic timepiece that we live in, but I totally agree with you. Even having done this work all my life, I've always tried to live in the moment. So even though I'm in touch with my past lives, and even though I am sometimes be gifted with certain time frames, there's nothing more joyous than you and I just speaking here right now and being in this moment, because only this moment is what vaguely represents some sense of reality. Everything else is still an intangible.
It's true. It's true. You know, a lot of people don't want to live in the moment. They don't want to do two things. Nobody wants to go look in the mirror because I tell my clients, look, you need to have the mirror talk. And they're like, huh? You go and you get a mirror and you put it in front of you and you sit there and you talk to yourself and you be really hard on yourself and you dig deep. This is the talk between you and you. And if there's any blaming going on, guess what? The blame is going to go right back to you, which is where it belongs if you feel the need to blame. You know, you shouldn't be blaming others and using other people as a crutch or an excuse because you don't want to look at the problem that is within you. Okay?
I've always lived by the adage of no one's to blame, but everyone's responsible.
Exactly. You know, and even as far as taking on personal responsibility, a lot of people will talk about it, but they don't take on personal responsibility. And those I find who actually do go and have that conversation with the mirror, you know, they get there. You have to be brave and you have to actually want to help yourself and you know, get with the program, so to speak, and evolve and develop and personally and spiritually grow. And a lot of times when a person does commit to that, they find a tremendous amount of growth because,
yeah,
you know, you stop blaming on other people, you stop procrastinating, you stop all the, pardon my friends, BS, you know?
And truly in life, the journey is all, not the destination. It's always about the journey.
That's right. So I know who this is, Daniel, because I know the phone number.
Ah.
And here we go.
Joe?
Evening, Joseph.
Good evening, Violet Rose Reiki. Good evening, Daniel. I'm sitting here eating up my kishkas, but when? No. I'm just going to sound egocentric, but I know you saved the best for last. But no, the show is lovely. I have a few comments, as always, Of course, you know I love your show. I love you dearly.
Well,
and you're my brother. I never met you personally. We talk online from time to time.
Yes, I do.
And
so
as
a
psychic medium myself all my life, I'm never taken in awe by many people because I know the work. I've done it all my life. It's a wonderful gift from God and Goddess, and I treasure it. But there are very few people in life who, you know, take my breath away or I stand in awe, and you're one of them,
oh,
as well as my dear friend Rose.
How did that say, no, Joseph, hold on a second. Who was it? Was it Clinton and someone said to him, I knew Jack Kennedy and you're no Jack Kennedy? Do I have that right? Daniel?
Yeah, I forget where that's from, but...
Run that by me again? What does that got to do with a sack of beans? What is
that? Well, wait a minute. I'll tell you in a second. Someone had said to Bill Clinton, because I guess he referred to himself as being very Kennedy-like or, you know, just like a Kennedy or having the same charisma as John Kennedy. And the person turned around and said, I knew Jack Kennedy and you're no Jack Kennedy. So I have to say to you, Joseph, in all good, you know, I am your friend. I love you dearly. So I don't take this as an insult, but I know Daniel Ashner. You are no Daniel Ashner.
All right, and so I said I stand in awe of Daniel because there's very few mediums or psychics that really impress me, and Daniel is one of them who I stand in awe of. Now, my comment about the first lady that called in, Karen, definitely she needs to see you or some Reiki person. I don't know where she lives, but because I feel she's holding in more than the physical rotary cuff shoulder problem that she has. There's a lot of things she's holding in psychically, spiritually, whatever, emotionally. So she would benefit very much by Reiki and, you know, Reiki treatment or Reiki session. That's my first comment. And there was something else about somebody else. Oh, the lady about the husband. I definitely agree with Daniel, and there's going to be a reconciliation in that relationship. Now, Daniel, what can you tell me? May 20th, I'm a cuspultorian. I'm an ox. What do you want to tell me?
Well, it's interesting that you probably got one of the most powerful vibes this evening. The energy field is my image of that I actually hang in my bedroom of Tha, the Ibis god. This image, which I'm very fond of, and it's why I hang it in my bedroom when I wake up in the morning, has a beautiful pale daylight moon that shines. And Tha was the god, the Ibis god of the moon, magic, and language. And it's interesting that you would get this. It certainly shows me the cut of your jib and the kind of person that you are. And then you get the image of Rose herself. It shows me such a unique and beautiful connection between the two of you, and that you two are able to actually speak even on nonverbal levels, which I find fascinating. I mean, I'm only seeing this now. I would not have known this unless I was actually now in your energy field, because now, of course, I know that we've commented to each other on Facebook, but it's the first time I'm actually hearing the octaves of your voice, so it's a delightful thing to be able to do. But I see years ahead of you, still you being able to access this deep metaphysical energy that you have a process with that not many people are often privy to. So good for you.
Yes, yes. Also, talking about vibration of voices, I want to comment on your voice as I was listening to, and I get a lot, because I do a lot of phone readings, I don't get around like, because I have the hip problems like you, but I'm not a coward, I'm not afraid, but I have this thing, I don't believe in surgery for me, unless it's life or death. I have what they call a vascular necrosis bilateral, I need two hip replacements. I refuse to get sawed up and chopped up and whatever until I can't walk them, walk off of it. I can drag myself around. I use a cane. I will not get surgery. That's very good.
I understand. I know a lot of friends that have been afraid
to
have surgery.
And I'm a triple Taurus. I'm stubborn. What can I tell you? With a Pisces moon, but I'm very stubborn.
And he's Sicilian, which makes him quite
And Sicilian and Gypsy, but that's neither here nor there. Your voice, if I didn't know what you do, and of course I know what you do, I follow you, you know, online and Facebook, I would know automatically that you were a healer. Had you been in the days of Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, you have a crooner's voice.
That
you have what we Italians call an olive oil voice. I don't know if you sing at all, but you should. You have a beautiful voice, but your voice tells me you are a natural healer. Just talking to people when you're reading them or you're counseling them, your voice, I'm sitting there and I was receiving a healing just from the tonality of your voice.
And if I,
I,
commend
you,
I,
have to,
if I may.
I have to tell you both something. My cat Pash is receiving a healing from both of you because she knew her Uncle Joseph called in.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes ago, she came into the office here and jumped up in my lap like, that's my uncle.
Oh, sweet. And if I may, Joe, just for you tonight, just for you, I'll sing, Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
That's great. Bravo, bravo, bravo. And I love your cats, one of your Siamese cats. I don't know his or her name, but there's one
He's
of them.
He's got three of them.
In all my YouTube videos, I have usually Troy's in all of them, and sometimes Charlie, and sometimes Max.
Yeah, I know. None of us, Charlie, but I had a Siamese cat for many years, which Rose knows. It's a sad story. I was away on
Rose
tour for 10 days. Yeah, she had to put him down because I was away in San Francisco on tour. You know, I'm a musician. I was a musician also, an idol. Actually, Rose, sadly, I'm doing a show at Alessandro Bellone. I'm performing at Manhattan, the Gypsy Club.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to be performing, coming out of retirement again and perform.
Oh, wow.
Daniel,
lovely.
I want to salute your divinity. Regards to your beautiful wife, Nancy. I've never met her, but I know her vibration.
You guys are
definitely soulmates. Rose, you know, I love you. I can't express how much I love you on the phone because I'll think something else and it's not. But we are connected. We are the twins. We are the Beiji.
We are the twins. We are the Beiji, yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a pleasure. It's my honor to speak to you, Daniel. And I hope to talk to you online more. And one day I'm going to come and see you.
It's a delight. I'd be honored. Thank you.
Wait until Rosie gets her car back on the road. You definitely will. I come get you and we drive you out to Daniel.
Yes, I would like to see him and look
night,
in his eyes,
Joe.
Eye to eye. Okay? No to nose. Toe to toe. All right. Bless you, Bee.
Bye-bye.
I love you guys.
Thanks for calling in. Love you,
taking
too.
My call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Rose, what's interesting is even though I also had those issues when I was a young man about sacrificing myself on the doctor's slab to have my hip replaced, I remember in those days all my friends told me, Danny, you're metaphysical and you can heal yourself. But the truth was, after 5 years with no cartilage, I realized there is a great truth to me being able to heal myself, or possibly heal myself during, rather post-surgically, but I'm not Superman. I couldn't just make the cartilage reappear. But what's interesting is, here's just a really interesting quick aside. When I had my hip done the second time, because of osteoporosis, they had to fill my leg with cadaver bone. And this turned out to be 20 different energy fields of the dead are now in me.
Oh,
so even though that's a tragic thing to have to go through, in a way, these are 20 different people that offered up a piece of themselves when they died for somebody like myself that I could keep living. And these people, I hear them, they work through me, I feel their energies, and one of the hardest things for me to have to face in the future is when they do the third hip, they're going to be taking these people out of me and replacing them with someone new. I'm going to have to be introduced to potentially 20 or more new people.
Oh, you're going to be getting new channels. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I do agree with Joe. I understand that, especially probably because he's a Taurus. They are very grounded, and it isn't terribly easy for them to embrace something like this. I guess as a much older spirit, in a way, I've almost lived so many lives and died so many deaths. I had no fear. I just felt like if I lose my life doing this, it's just meant to be. But
right.
There wasn't really any fear. And I guess as I get older, the third hip is a little bit more frightful, but not terribly so. It's just, I'm healthy. I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
I'm convinced I'm sorry. I was just going to say briefly, I think it's a result of the work I do. I know that Reiki in particular is a modality in which you learn not to let these ill-dignified vibes collect in your own body, but rather let them pass through you. I feel I'm still trying to learn how to not have a part of my body collect any of these negative vibrational fields that I'm helping others move through, and it's still a process.
Well, it's very, one thing I find is very difficult for empaths and psychic not to collect when they become Reiki practitioners. It's possible,
yep.
And there are ways to protect
yep.
yourself. But if you're a natural born empath or psychic, medium. It's kind of difficult, but, you know, it can be learned. Daniel, I've got like a minute left on the clock. And I've got
it was a pleasure.
This lovely woman with this English accent giving 90 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 seconds, you know. And I don't want you to just drop off, so I want to...
No problem.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you
so much
for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me. And you wouldn't believe how many messages I got in the chat room that, you know, both of you are amazing and
love
you.
Love
it. It's like, I think I should maybe we should do a Rose and Danny
show.
We'll
do it again one day. In the meantime, you have a wonderful Libra moon this weekend.
I will, and we'll have you back again. And everybody, if I just want to say, those of you who want to listen to the show over again, it will be archived. And I'll put it up that whoever missed it can listen to it in the archives. And Daniel, you too. There's a link if you want to send it to any of your people who missed the show and said, oh, Daniel, I wanted to talk to you, be there, question you. Just copy the link off my page or off your page all over Facebook and tell them they can listen to it in the archive. All they have to do is click on that link.
Will do.
Okay.
Good
all right, over. Sweetheart. Thank you so much for being here with me. And I love you so much. Regards to Nancy and the boys.
Love you too. Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.